fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those very Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program today. The Monster Cast is now on. Hundreds of cities across America are now filling their prescription for freedom, along with you and me. And I love it. Welcome to the show. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. Let me have some fun here for just a moment. The Friday Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, which doesn't air in as many cities as this program does, as the weekend monster broadcast does. But the show was so good on Friday, and you never got to hear it. Those of you who are tuned into this program on an affiliate that carries the daytime show, you heard a repeat of my October 9th show from Tombstone, Arizona. We had to make a decision, literally make a decision on the fly. Those of you who were listening to the program live on the stream heard a bunch of screeching, and that screeching wasn't me. It was a catastrophic equipment failure that happens sometimes, and it happened in my studio. But we were able to fix that, obviously. We have backups. We were just not able to run to those backups in real time live. So what I'm going to do for the first half hour of this program is condense the Friday Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show into the first half hour. And just moments ago, I was going to take the hour like I did on Friday to cover some of these things with you, because they're vital and you need to know. You need to hear these. You won't hear this anywhere else. And it dawned on me that part of my reference today is going to be from pieces written by Bob Owens, the great writer at BearingArms.com. And Bob is a regular show or a regular guest on the Daily Defense Program. Another incentive for you to tune in. So we're going to bring him here to the Monster Cast for the second half of this hour to kind of dissect, if you will, what I'm about to tell you in the first half hour of the show. It's that important. And Bob wrote a piece at BearingArms.com. I'm not going to give it away yet. I'm going to refer to it here in just a few minutes, that I highly recommend you read, because he takes the conversation right to the edge. He takes it to the precipice, if you will, and says the things that you feel and that we all feel but haven't yet said. And you'll understand what I'm talking about in just a few moments. Oh, and, you know, podcast listeners to this broadcast, there are thousands of you a day. I owe you an apology. But it's not us. It's not our fault. But the iOS 9.02 update that you've done on your phones, as I have too, I have the same phone and operating system, is giving you an error message when you download the podcast. I'm aware of that. I'm getting the emails. It's not necessary for you to send me any emails, and thanks to those of you who have. But we are very well aware that there is an issue with the update, and we are working feverishly to find out why that is and correct it. In the meantime, it's real simple to grab the program. Just go over to armedamericanradio.com and click on Archives, Radio Broadcasts, and you'll see the direct link. You can either play it from your phone live right then and there. And I understand if you're traveling and you don't want to eat up the data, you want to download it to your phone. But what you can do is download it to your computer and transfer it over to your phone, the link. So you can accomplish the same thing. It's all right there for you. And all you Android users aren't having that problem. We've only found this to be the case with the latest iOS update. So bear with us. We're working on it. We'll get it taken care of. The plans for the left are beginning to take shape for confiscating your firearms. Their plans are beginning to take shape. We're beginning to see an outline emerge from the un-Americans. That's right, the un-Americans. If you want to take my personal property because you don't like it, property that is protected by my Constitution, you're un-American. And I will tell you that to your face. You can hate my property. You don't have to like it. And I will respect you telling me that you don't like it. That's part of what makes our country great. But we've lost that in this country, and now the un-Americans are coming out of the closet. I'll tell you why. They're sensing their own demise. Barack Obama was their messiah. Barack Obama's term is ending. They didn't get everything they wanted. They thought Barack Obama was going to part the oceans. And it didn't happen. Thank God. But they're sensing their own demise. This is coming to an end. And they are now literally out of the closet, coming after everything they can get. And they are identifying themselves. They are exposing themselves as to what we've told you they are all along. Un-American, freedom-hating individuals. This is not the left that you knew growing up. John Kennedy would not recognize his party today. In fact, I'd venture to say his brother, Ted Kennedy, wouldn't recognize much of this party today either. And that's a bold statement. But I believe it. These are the shifts in the Democrat Party now openly running. What's their new, so they're throwing the term out now, Democratic Socialist, right? We've been telling you this for 7 years. Now they're exposing themselves. After October 1st, I told you, after Oregon, that we would begin to see calls for confiscation. And lo and behold, we are. And they're coming, as I told you they were. They would come from, not from the higher up echelons. They're not going to come from Bloomberg. They're not going to come from Shannon Watts and the rest of the money grubber, Bloomberg money grubbers and freedom haters. But they're going to start coming from people like Barbara Lesavoy. You know who she is? Barbara Lesavoy, she's a dopey, ultra-uber-liberal from the College of Brockport. And you just simply go Google her and hit images, and you'll see the green cat eyeglasses, the whole nine yards. I can only imagine what kind of car is in her driveway. Obama's legacy on guns should be to ban them, she wrote in an opinion piece in the D.C. something. I'll give you the name of it here in just a few minutes. I urge President Obama to ban firearm possession in America. That's line number one. He is the President of the United States. He can change the country. He can do it today. I believe in him. So this whole piece reeks of dopey, progressive, leftist, socialist, America-hating liberalism. That's what this is. I voted for Barack Obama, she says, twice. Now take a listen to this. This is proof positive that liberalism is a mental disorder. During his 2008 presidential campaign, my two daughters' partner and I ate every meal in our house on Obama placemats. Now, I don't know if that means she threw her food on the Obama placemats and ate off the placemats, or if she used plates. I don't know. She doesn't say. We bought these at our local supermarket, plastic-coated, plate-sized paper rectangles with an image of his face framed by colors of the flag. While politically minded, I am not overly patriotic. Well, that's evident by your calls for President Obama to ban firearm possession, ma'am. There's nothing patriotic or American about that. In fact, that's un-American. And as far as I'm concerned, you're an enemy within. So this mealtime ritual, she said, of American allegiance was odd for me. I'm sure it was. Still, we looked at the image of his face each day, and we believed that he really could be the change in America. What change? What does change mean? As we watch these calls for confiscation emerge, what does that mean? Change. What does that mean? That means the fundamental transformation of America. That means destroying this country as you know it and remaking it in the progressive, liberal, un-America socialist way. That's what this means. That's what change means. She said as Obama's 2012 campaign approached, she was a little jaded. She says she was jaded. Some of his promises to our country didn't come true, and she was anxious about rising social tensions that he, he and his administration faced. I would submit that they were rising social tensions that he and his administration caused. Racial inequality plagued the news, she says. Gender-based violence grew in global proportion, and women's reproductive freedoms have become increasingly vulnerable. Today, she says, she writes this letter with a bleeding heart. Firearm possession should be banned in America. President Obama can orchestrate this directive. His presidency can be remembered as a remarkable turn in United States history, where a progressive leader forever changed the landscape under which we live and work. This is his legacy. This is the Un-Americans. Back with some analysis after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Moving right along, discussing the un-Americans and the things that those of you who listen to The Daily Show didn't get to hear on Friday of this very, very important topic and these discussion talking points, if you will. Because we're going to move through these quickly. The plans, the battle plans of the left are becoming visible as the days go by. I was referring to this Barbara Lesovoy. She is a left-wing lunatic. And it appeared in the Democrat and Chronicle, which is a Gannett company. That's USA Today. Can you imagine that? Picture that, huh? She goes on that she's disappointed in Obama for not, as many liberals are. That's why the party is terribly miscalculating and shifting so far left. They are living in the bubble. They're believing. See, they've got control of the mainstream media. So having control of the media, when you control the directive, it begins to be hard to see what's happening outside of that bubble. So they're believing their own lies and hype. And that will be their downfall. There is good to this, although the light at the end of the tunnel right now is very faint. There will be a turnaround. We'll talk about that with Bob from Bearing Arms. Bob Owens coming up shortly. But she openly says this. Obama's legacy on guns should be to ban them, right? Should be to ban them. So the lower minions are now beginning, as I said a few weeks ago, to creep up. They're getting visible. They're using the mainstream media to call for the confiscation, this wild, crazy, hyped up, never going to happen confiscation. Yeah, that's right. It's never going to happen. Confiscation of our firearms. And then I said, well, it won't come from the upper echelons right now. It won't come from Bloomberg because he doesn't want you to know that's what his ultimate goal is. It won't come from Shannon Watts and the Bradys. But they will make moves that will align themselves with that call while still providing themselves plausible deniability. Well, we never called for banning it. She did. But you see, every once in a while, the un-Americans make big mistakes, very visible mistakes. Because they begin, their plausible deniability ruse begins to crumble. Because you see, Hillary Clinton called just a couple days ago at a political function in New Hampshire for the confiscation of your firearms. Yes, Hillary Clinton did. Hillary Clinton said instituting Australia's buyback, which was not a buyback, it was forced confiscation. Give them to me or you will be imprisoned. Obama, as you know, has called for confiscation on more than one occasion, now twice, possibly three times. I'll have to go back and look at the record, but two times that I'm very well aware of and heard with my own ears, invoking Britain and Australia. We've covered it here on the program. That's the President of the United States of America openly calling for confiscation of firearms. Hillary Clinton suggested she would, quote, consider it the same thing here in America as president. I think it would be worth considering doing it on the national level if that could be arranged. Arranged. She also talked about automatic versus semi-automatic. She's clueless. She's a liar. She's a panderer. She's a charlatan. She's a phony. But the real goal is beginning to emerge. It's beginning to happen. And the Brady campaign made a big mistake. The Brady campaign is about, they're dopey enough now to give her an award. Now, remember, she's called for confiscation. That's what she just did. So don't believe her when she says, no, I'm not talking about confiscation. I'm talking about buyback. She is a liar and a charlatan. She wants to take your guns. That's who she's pandering to. The left has made it very, very clear now what their goals are. Constitution be damned, makes no difference. Bob will discuss this. I don't want to take away his thunder, but he wrote a brilliant piece that we will go over with you in just a few minutes. together. But the Brady campaign is now giving her an award, an achievement award, for her work on gun control, which she has just stated is confiscation, confiscatory. That's what she's looking to do. And the Brady campaign knew this because she made the comments days before they awarded her. So the next time the Brady campaign say, we're not talking about banning guns, you can tell them that their unicorn farts and poop stinks, because it's a lie. I have to go back to this Barbara Le Savoy here for just a second. I want you to listen to the proof. The break cut me off. But I want you to listen to the dopey liberalism, the progressivism, the proof positive that liberalism is a mental disorder. Firearm possession, she says, should be banned in America. President Obama can orchestrate this directive. This directive. She's talking about taking your freedoms, your rights, your guns. You just care about a constitution. These people don't care about laws. They don't care about rights. They don't care. That's not why they exist. They're human flies. They're gnats. Firearm possession should be banned in America. President Obama can orchestrate this directive. His presidency can be remembered as a remarkable turn in United States history, where a progressive leader forever changed the landscape under which we live and work. This is his legacy, to establish gun control laws in America that will reduce high levels of male violence and usher in a culture of peace and civility. This is the proof that she has a disease of stupidity, of liberalism. She cannot connect the dots. She can only feel. She can't think rationally, obviously. Let's just put a sign up and make it all go away. Let's drop flyers on ISIS and ask them to behave, shall we? Can't we all just get along? No, you dopey moron, we can't. This is diseased. How else is this emerging? What's happening here? They are ignoring the facts. This month, the FBI released the 2014 edition of Crime in the U.S., and it revealed what you and I know and have known, and what John Lott reports on this program and many, many others daily over at the Crime Prevention Research Center. The numbers are dropping substantially. Homicides with firearms in 2014 down 3.9% on a year-by-year basis, consistent with previous years of ongoing work. The vast majority of these murders were committed with handguns. I'm reading from the NSSF report. I'm going to run out of time, so when we come back, I'll give you this information, then introduce Bob Owens to you, and we will have an incredibly provocative conversation, one that's going to have you shaking your head. Which direction remains to be seen. Back right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Mitch Berg here for Oakdale Gun Club. It's that time of year, time to warm up for the season or break in your new purchase. I recommend Oakdale Gun Club. They've been serving the Metro for 50 solid years, and it's the largest outdoor range anywhere in the Metro, with a short range, ranges at 25, 50, 100, and 200 meters, plus ranges for trap, air rifles, and archery, all of them fully sheltered. Most importantly, it's safe. It's family-friendly, clean, and comfortable. It has the best ratio of range safety officers to shooters anywhere in the Metro. And a day at Oakdale is affordable. It's $20 for a day pass with unlimited guns on every range. You can bring the whole arsenal out. And we have a special promotion for all listeners. Mention this ad, and for a limited time, get 3 range passes for the price of 2. That's a $20 savings with no limit, and they're transferable. They're great as gifts. That's Oakdale Gun Club, located conveniently north of I-94 in Lake Elmo. Visit us at oakdalegunclub.org for directions and for details. Oakdale Gun Club.
Guys, to the Man Cave. There's a new show in the Twin Cities that's about good cigars, good friends, and good times. It's Smokin' with Gino and the Count. We may not have $1 million, but we sure the heck know how to live like we do. So each week, join us, the men who love cigars, and the women who love us.
Listen to Smokin' with Gino and the Count every Saturday at 5 on Business 1570.
As a woman in ministry, when was the last time you decided to relax and treat yourself to a good meal amongst friends, all while honoring both God and yourself? It's probably been a while, hasn't it? Well, we are here to help. The second annual AM 980 The Mission Women in Ministry event will be held on Thursday, November 5th at the Best Western Premier Nicolette Inn in Burnsville with keynote speaker Aaron Smalley from Focus on the Family. RSVP for this free luncheon at am1280thepatriot.com.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? Your company is only as good as the people you hire, and posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/MedVet. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MedVet. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/MedVet.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-931-3210.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-931-3210. 1-800-931-3210. That's 1-800-931-3210.
.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Speaking of as a USCCA, the gun giveaway, you have 3 hours. Keeping in mind, this is the Weekend Monster broadcast, but this is the gun that rides on my hip almost every day. If you saw the pictures of me in Tombstone, Arizona, you'll see that this is what I was carrying. But the giveaway, the USCCA is giving away a gun a day every day throughout the month of October, every single day. Today's giveaway is a Glock 17 Gen 4 9mm, the very gun that I was carrying. MSRP, to all of you dopey liberals, that means manufacturer's suggested retail price of $599. All you have to do is head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Join. It's that simple. Pick one of the three memberships that works for your budget, and you are automatically entered to win this gun. Want a second chance? Have your wife join the next day. Yeah, you never know. People are winning. USCCA, great organization. Been with them for 10 years. So head over to USCCA On Air. Hopefully I'll read your name as a winner. The gun control jihadis, the un-Americans, the path to confiscation is beginning to emerge. The lower underlings are talking about it. The media is giving them a voice. I told you this was going to happen. Those voices are getting louder and more pervasive as the days progress. Not only are they getting louder and more pervasive, they're beginning to move up the chain. so far up the chain of the un-American party, the party that doesn't care about the Constitution, today's Democrat, liberal, socialist, progressive socialist, democratic socialist party. Socialism itself is un-American. I don't know if I need to explain that to you. I would only suggest that you go look it up. We don't have time here. That Hillary Clinton herself is publicly admiring Australia's confiscation for this country. And this woman wants to be president. Bob Owens wrote a piece at BearingArms.com that is off the hook good. I wish I could take credit for it myself. Titled "Gun Confiscation Fantasies Are Fast-Tracking the Democrat Party to Destruction." Bob Owens, welcome to the program. Great to have you here on the Monster Program.
Very good to be here, Mark.
All right, we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to it. I've been laying out, we're beginning to see this pattern develop now, Bob, and you and I've talked about it on the daily program. Let's bring it to this huge weekend broadcast in hundreds of cities across the country. Gun confiscation fantasies. Why is it a fantasy?
Well, for whatever reason, the Democrats, and I want to stress the anti-gun Democrats, because there are many Democrat gun owners, but the anti-gun Democrats at the far left of their party are also running the party right now. And they have this vision in their minds of an Australian-style gun confiscation scheme where they will give you a pittance, $200 to $500, presumably, even though they haven't got that level of detail, but we're going with what Australia did, a fractional value of your firearm, which you must turn in, or the force of the state will be used against you. They are targeting semi-automatic weapons is what it's looking like, and they don't seem to have a great deal of ability to discriminate on what they want, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter. They're going after those firearms most useful for militia use. They're attacking the Second Amendment head on. And they're rather grossly miscalculating their position, in my estimation.
I believe you're right. I'm with you 100% on that. I think they are, too. I have made the prediction on this program over the last few years that Barack Obama is, in fact, the last nail in the coffin of progressive liberalism. I believe that at my core. I think we're witnessing the death of this movement. And that's why I said at the beginning of the program that they're feeling their own demise. I think they're feeling that rush, that we have to get this done. There's a sense of urgency amongst the un-Americans now that in order to obtain all of their goals, they've got to start moving quickly because their messiah is about ready to walk down the hill. And do you agree with that? You think there's truth to that?
Well, all you have to do is look at the 2012 and 2014 elections. Yes, Barack Obama was reelected in 2012, but Congress took a huge hit. 2014 was even more of a rout, with Republicans firmly establishing control over both houses at the federal level, and it also happened in the state governments and local governments across the country. The economy still absolutely stinks. It's not getting any better. And in 2016, they're going to lose even more seats in the House and in the Senate. And there's a very good shot they're going to lose the White House as well, just based upon not even going with polling data, just going with models of what happens when the economy is bad to the party in power. So they're really wondering what they can do in the shortest amount of time, because I think they see the writing on the wall that they're about to be relegated to the status of a regional party. They're going to have power on the West Coast. They're going to have power in the Northeast and a couple of small spots in the Midwest, but they're largely going to be marginalized. And if they do not push incredibly hard now, they're going to lose their last best hope of putting in the sort of socialist government or communist government, depending on how far left they are within the party, that they've long desired. They are
they're close.
They're very close to losing everything they've worked for almost a century to put into place. And I think they know they're going to go down for the count, and they're getting increasingly desperate, and they're going headlong after the Constitution.
You know, I you're right. I agree with you. I see that coming. I've said the same thing myself in no uncertain terms. I think this is it for them. This is the sense of urgency. I think that's why the urgency is so great on the left. And the regional power, I think you're absolutely correct. We haven't broken it quite down or down that quite that far here on the show, but you're right. The typical blue states, and these are the states. You want to see the states that we're talking about, that Bob's talking about? Simply watch and see where they're going, you know, where they did with their gun control schemes. You know, these are the states. Now, they're going after Arizona. More on that in another broadcast. But very quickly, Bob, before we move forward with really the meat of that column that you wrote, are the FBI numbers. NICS checks, which is the best gauge we have in this country about gun ownership as far as increasing gun sales and increasing gun ownership in America. NICS checks from 1995 through 2014 are up 81.8%. 81.8%. Every month is a new record of gun purchases, or at least background checks. That doesn't necessarily mean that someone bought the gun. It means there was a check done. In probably better than 95% of those cases, a gun was actually purchased. So it's the best. It's just simply the best gauge we have. But from 1995 through 2014, during that same time that gun ownership is at historic highs, violent crime rate has fallen from 684.5 per 100,000 to 365.5. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter down from a high of 21,606 in 1995 to 14,249 per year. Steady, complete drop year over year over year. Every single year from 95 through 2014, rape, robbery, aggravated assaults, all down. Crime dropping to lows this country hasn't seen in decades, while gun ownership is rising. Now, the left doesn't like to tell you that, but these are FBI figures. It's very difficult for Bloomberg to spin FBI numbers. When we come back from the break now that you know this, we're going to get into the meat of that column with Bob Owens. And it tells you everything you need to know, why you're being lied to, and what's going to happen if they keep this up. And it isn't going to be pretty. Armed American Radio continues with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. His piece, Gun Confiscation Fantasies, are fast-tracking the Democratic Party to destruction. Back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
There's a guy by the name of Carl Austin Darp. He's a professor at Cornell University. He jumped on the National Rifle Association Facebook page and just threw out a profanity-laced, I can't read it all to you. What I will do is read you, Bob is links to this, or actually has a screenshot of this. You can see it in his column at bearingarms.com. Highly recommend you go get it. But here's what this guy says that I can read you. I don't understand your rural traditions or your tribal culture or whatever it is you people call a lifestyle. Civilized people do not own arsenals, okay? Your paranoia is turning you all into a bunch of blanking savages. You are foaming at the mouth, grunting and jumping up and down with guns. Civilized people can't get on peacefully with good living as long as these nuts are out there with their guns, period. All of you need to be forcibly disarmed. Bob Owens, Bearing Arms, great piece. Your response to this, as you wrote it, is amazing. Take it away.
Yeah. What's interesting about this is he's not the only person from the world of academia. I have a master's degree in English. I put my time in at the academy. I know guys like this, men and women both. And it's really disgusting that they have managed to do what they call othering. They look at us as some sort of alien species. We are less than human. We are less than their fellow Americans. We are some backwoods primitive culture. And it's sad that they have become such an insular, small clique or society or little club. And they have managed to take over most of academia. They've managed to take over most of the media. And they've certainly learned how to take over the very top end of the Democrat Party. It is this radical leftist group that is sitting at the top of the party right now, which is why it was so sad to see Jim Webb up on stage during that debate as the only sane and rational person up there. And watching him get booed for the same sort of statements you would have heard out of John F. Kennedy. The same proud, patriotic Democrats that we used to know and consider the loyal opposition. It's no longer loyal. They are very much our opposition. They are also very much opposed to the Constitution of the United States as it now stands, and in due in no small part to the president we currently have, who, when he doesn't like a law, he doesn't enforce it. If he can't get his way legally, he'll commit illegal acts. And unfortunately, we have a Congress that is also more interested in preserving their own power than they are doing what is constitutionally correct. And so we're running headlong into a situation where we're really starting to run out of time on this republic, I'm afraid. We're dealing with people who are trashing the Constitution in order to aggregate more power for themselves, more power for the federal government, and the only way you get more of something finite is to take it from others. And unfortunately, that's us, we the people.
Okay. Provocative stuff. Let's go to the bottom couple paragraphs. Let me quote these for you. As you wrote these, because it says everything. I'm glad that these totalitarian... Oh, first you say that you remind us that the Founding Fathers knew tyrants like this would come along. And you say right here, the Founding Fathers knew that would-be tyrants like this would come. That's why they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect this nation from them. Later on down in the column, you close out with this. I'm glad these totalitarians are finally showing their true colors to their fellow Americans, as it will assure a crushing defeat in their anti-American ideals at the ballot box. Perhaps then sane Democrats like Jim Webb can pick up the remains of the party and either the Democrat Party and either return it to something President Kennedy would have respected or start something new. We do not want a civil war against the radical left wing of the Democrat Party, but let it be made abundantly clear that if they start one, they will be utterly destroyed by armed free citizens as the founders intended. That's a bold statement, and I don't recall seeing anybody else get there yet with that other than just allude to it. Care to elaborate on that?
Well, the Founding Fathers, you must remember, fought a war that was triggered by a gun control raid on April 19, 1775, on Lexington and Concord, where the British general wanted to take powder and shot and small arms that belonged to free men, then, well, not yet free men, but fellow British subjects at the time. They all thought of themselves as British. And it turned out to be a bridge too far. And we as a nation were born out of the revolution that ensued when they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It was in response to having just won the first real world war against the British, and it was an opportunity for them to enshrine protections so that future generations would hopefully not have to go through this. At the same time, these Founding Fathers were students of history themselves. They know human nature. They know that power corrupts, and over time, every government in world history, in human history, has inevitably tried to grab more power than they were due. And at some point, that will again happen here.
All right, I've got to stop you there in the essence of time, and I want to point you in a direction here. I could go with you for the whole 3 hours of the program today. I really could. In fact, when we'll talk sometime in the coming days, and we'll set something like that up, because I could go through just a mass of your work with you on air and really enlighten people and educate them to what's happening. I will say this, though, as we get ready to close out this hour, Bob. I just bought a book today. I haven't had a chance. I just started getting into it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. But it's by a gentleman by the name of James Pearson. Shattered Consensus, The Rise and Decline of America's Post-War Political Order, where he discusses many of the things that you and I have actually talked about on the daytime program and that I've spoken about at fairly great length on this program, that we can all feel something terrible happening in America today. We, both Democrats and Republicans, there's a clash coming. There does not appear with the divisiveness that has largely been exacerbated by President Obama is unfixable. I don't see it. At some point in time, we're not just going to all sit down and go, okay, well, let's just get over it and we'll all agree. It's not going to work. Bob, thank you for being here on very short notice today on Armed American Radio. I do appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having you on the daytime show and continuing the discussion. BearingArms.com. Bob Owens. Read everything he writes, the insight you will gain and the knowledge you will walk away with. You'll be smarter than when you sat down in front of the computer, I can promise you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'll be back with Neil McCabe and with Brandon Combs from Cal Guns out there in California. Lots to talk about. Gun grabs going out on the West Coast as well. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.